This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How close was that from your vantage point?
Well, two things. Obviously, he hit a great kick. You know, from my vantage point, I'm looking to just see the trajectory, because a lot of times you might be able to get your hands on, a kick of that length. He's got a strong leg. He hit it, and fortunately for us, a couple yards short. I thought the sack, obviously, on third down was critical, and it put him in a much different position. It was a good win.
Sean, what about Marquez Callaway's game gives him the ability to find open areas of the field and make plays like he did today?
Well, I mean, look, chances are he played well today. If he's finding open areas, it's probably because it's zone. If it's man, you know, we're moving. But we saw him have a good training camp, and we've seen him progress. A handful of guys were stepping up today and playing maybe in different roles they're used to, and that's just part of the deal right now.
John, I thought that sequence right before halftime was really big for you all, getting the score.
I agree. Obviously, you'd have been happy if it was just a field goal. We were right at the cusp there with 5 seconds, you know, with the possible end zone play, and we had leverage outside. Inside, we had inside leverage. Drew did a great job of finding Deontay, and I agree with you. That probably was a game-winning drive that we just didn't know it at the time.
Hey, Sean, I apologize if they already asked this, but what was it like just having fans here today?
Look, it was good. You noticed it a little bit. You know, 3,000, we'll keep adding as we go, but you certainly felt a little bit more juice in the stadium than normal.
Hey, Sean, how important was that first drive, just getting out there? You guys took up half the first quarter, 14 plays, and just like without Mike and Emmanuel in there, just kind of set that tone early.
Look, I thought we ran the ball well. I don't know. We kicked a couple too many field goals, but I don't know that we punted. I can't recall a game where we didn't punt, and I felt like it went fast, obviously. I don't know what time it was on the clock when we hit halftime, but that first half felt like the first quarter, and part of that was both teams were really moving the ball. The opening drive was really important.
Tom, was time of possession part of your strategy today to, keep the ball away from their offense?
Well, I don't know if it was going in like we felt like first and second down was going to be important against this defense. And if we could stay on schedule, our success rate on the third downs would be that much better. We got into some third and longs, particularly in the second half. We won a handful of statistics. We didn't win the turnover statistic, but a lot of the others we did.
What was it sort of like just seeing Teddy on the other sideline?
Pardon?
What was it like just kind of watching Teddy Bridgewater after having coached him for the past 2 seasons?
Look, I don't remember him moving that good. he got out of some tough looks, and he played well. Made a lot of big plays in the passing game. He extended some plays. We had opportunities maybe to with the free rusher, and we just got to be better in those situations. But it's a much different offense. You can see, obviously, they're playing with confidence. And, you know, he's – I think he had maybe three incompletions the whole day.
Sean, are you willing to talk about – I heard at one point Teddy and you on the sideline kind of sharing something back and forth. Any chance you're willing to share with us what that exchange was?
I think it wasn't – I think he felt like we had a penalty and he was right. And then I felt like they had a penalty and I was right. So we were – he saw one flag, I saw the other. It was offsetting. We had to play the down again. That was all.
And did you see the improvement you wanted to see out of the defense coming out of the bye with some of the coverage rust and just organization and stuff like that?
We've got obviously some work to still do. I think we played the run extremely well, not so much in the passing game.
Hey, Sean, did you find it at all ironic that you were just talking to us on Thursday about not being able to control things in this crazy year, and then probably hours afterwards you guys find out that you're going to be down two receivers this weekend? I mean, it's almost kind of crazy at this point.
Yeah, look, one thing we know is the games are going to be played. There's a couple other teams dealing with some pretty extreme adversity. And, you know, honestly, no one else outside your building really cares. So I'm proud of how our guys focused and found a way to get the win.
Sean, I know it took a little bit to be able to get Davenport back for you guys, but that sack seemed pretty huge on that final play. I mean, it seemed like you needed every inch on that kick.
Well, based on the field goal attempt that I saw, that even if we sacked him for 2 yards less, it was a good chance that was going to go in. Obviously, it was a big play defensively. You know, they're kind of in field goal range, and all of a sudden it puts them right on the edge. Yeah, that was significant.
John, how did you all adjust, you and the offensive staff, late in the week to losing you know, Emmanuel Sanders and not having Mike Thomas and tailoring the offense around what you had?
So on Thursday, we find out about the positive test. Now, the challenge at that time after practice is, you know, 20 to 25 people we decided to put through the point of care test. So, you know, just kind of put us back time-wise, and then probably till about 9 or 10, we went through all of the personnel relative to first and second down. We had just practiced third down with Emmanuel. And so we got to the red zone and the goal line stuff. It was a late night, 3 a.m. I think on Thursday night, and just trying to get guys into positions they're comfortable with and had experience with. And Marquez has been playing some, and obviously he played well. Traquan, you know, all those guys that stepped up. We had a handful of base personnel in the plan because of the type of defense we were seeing. And yet, you know, it was up to not just one person, but a lot of people. It took a little time on Thursday night.
Sean, you guys went 12 of 14 on third down today. If you remember having a performance that well or that good?
No, listen, I wouldn't have guessed we went 12 of 14. We had a few long yardage situations. I knew we didn't punt. And, you know, there were a couple red zone sequences. Obviously, the penalty on the touchdown pass to Marquez. I don't see that. That's too bad. So we had to settle for a field goal. And, look, there'll be some things I'm sure we look at we can improve on.
John, in a COVID year like this, Callaway contributing the way he has and being undrafted, I mean, is he a guy who's kind of beating the odds that maybe you didn't even think could do something like this, given the circumstances?
Look, I'm honestly speaking, man, he had a real good training camp, and we felt optimistic about having him. A few of these younger guys, and, you know, fortunately, we've been able to find some players like that it's tougher for a first-year guy without, you know, the normal offseason, but he stepped up.
Sean, when you lose Teron in the second quarter, do you have to actually change what you do in offensively after that, or is Hurst just kind of plugging in and you guys do the same thing?
Well, look, A little of both. I think you got to be cautious. They've got some pretty good edge rushers. They got us once on a sack fumble. You know, your game plan is going to stay the same, but some of the stuff you're doing maybe with Hurst that was going to be in the plan and Jumbo is going to change a little bit. And, you know, we were able to do some of that with Clapp at the end there. But there are a few things that might change a little bit. But overall, it's not a big change. Obviously, it's a tough loss with a guy like Teron. All right. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.